This is episode number 2411 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is cracking down on crypto.
Oh, yes. Well, not so much crypto itself, but companies that get you into crypto and then lose all the money. It's like, where did it all go?
Well, Lindsay Lohan, Jake Paul, Neo, rapper Lil Yachty.
Wow.
They're among the eight notable names who've been hit with SEC charges for violating laws and touting cryptocurrencies.
Really?
Touting. They've been touting.
Wait a minute. Oh, I'm thinking of taunting, not different. Touting and taunting are different.
Okay. They are different, yes.
They throw a flag for taunting in the NFL. That's all I know.
They do. A yellow one?
Yellow flag, and you're going to get 15 yards and a warning that you get one more unsportsmanlike conduct.
SEC filed charges against eight celebrities in connection with the broader investigation of crypto and entrepreneur Justin's son, and three of his companies.
Okay, so this is the deal. This guy sold crypto, and he's in trouble, and so now they're going after everybody that was involved with this guy. Remember? Tom and Giselle were involved in one, too. We never heard how that turned out.
Well, the celebs illegally... Anyway, the celebs, they illegally touted Justin's companies without disclosing that they were compensated for doing so, and the amount of their compensation.
See, that's the real law. If you're a celebrity and you promote something, you can't legally promote it without saying that you are being paid to promote it. Yeah.
Isn't it like advertising?
You have to disclose if you're being paid to advertise the product. Especially if you're a celebrity.
Let's just say Giselle. If Giselle is doing a shampoo commercial... Right. It doesn't say on there Giselle gets paid to do this.
But you're not investing your money in that shampoo. You're investing your money in crypto.
Oh.
Or you're putting money in a bank. Sometimes it goes so far as, like, you know, with a lot of the influencers online, the online people, like the platforms like Meta, say you got to say it's an ad and that you're being paid for it. Yeah.
Well, the list also includes rapper Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
Singers Austin Mahone. Uh-huh. And Akon.
Oh, yeah.
And
wow.
Adult film star Kendra Lust.
What a name.
Yeah. It's like...
I'm unfamiliar with her.
Well, you're not familiar with her?
No, huh. I don't know who she is. No.
That's one of those ones...
If her name was Stormy, I'd know who she is. But I've not heard of Kendra
yet. For Kendra Lust, it's one of those ones you think... You don't ever think, I wonder if that's her real name.
Yeah. No, of course it's not. It's her porn name.
Now, all but Mahone.
Don't bring him in yet.
All of them but those two have reached settlements with the SEC that involve more than $400,000 in disgorgement, interest, and penalties to settle the charges without admitting or denying the SEC's findings.
Okay, so here's the deal. They got fined. They got slapped on the wrist.
Yes.
It's a pretty big fine. Especially for Lindsay Lohan, but they're not going to go to jail. And
no, there's no Martha Stewart perp walk.
Right. And they don't admit that they did anything wrong. And so that's what a settlement's for. So, you know, the SEC's getting their money, and the people, unfortunately, the people who invested with this guy are screwed, you know?
Yeah.
You know, unless your name's Matt Damon. Remember, the future's for the brave. You remember that? That was just like half a year ago.
After making a surprise appearance in How I Met Your Father season 2 premiere, How I Met Your Mother starred NPH.
Neil Patrick Harris. Ooh, Barney.
He's going to return as Barney Stinson in the 2-episode mid-season finale.
I've not been watching How I Met Your Father.
I haven't seen any of them yet.
I saw the first couple of episodes, and I'm like, I'm getting kind of the connection, the characters. You know, the funny thing about TV shows today, you don't have 22 episodes in a year to get into the characters. You got to get into them right away. So if this is like a 40-minute or a 30-minute, it's tough. It's very tough. So I will say that. What I saw, I liked. but I, it doesn't have the charm yet that How I Met Your Mother did. And, of course, How I Met Your Mother had the incomparable Bob Saget doing the narration. So,
well, that's true. That's but when you started watching How I Met Your Mother, I believe, if I remember correctly,
I binged it. I watched it.
But you watched it on the treadmill.
I watched it on the treadmill when I used to do the treadmill.
So,
you know what my treadmill's good for now? I don't know. It's in the garage. It's all packed up. I can't use it.
Mine's in the garage. I can't even get to it. So, and all the times I think about doing it, I can't do it because it's like.
But it took a while for How I Met Your Mother.
It always takes a while.
For me to really warm up to Neil Patrick Harris's character.
Oh.
Because he wasn't very likable at first. And then he was just a goofball and a know-it-all, which is funny. But, yeah, I can see.
He was legend.
Wait for it.
Dairy. All right.
So he's going to make a cameo. All right.
So, anywho.
I wonder how they're going to tie him together with this other group.
The episodes will drop this coming Tuesday.
They're always on Tuesdays.
In a newly released photo. Well, not everybody knows that. Okay. Know it all.
Well, no. Hulu.
In a newly released photo, mm-hmm. Hillary Duff's Sophie and Harris's Barney, mm-hmm. dressed in his signature tailored suit up. They look at each other with knowing eyes.
Ooh.
Now, How I Met Your Father will then go on a 2-month hiatus.
Okay.
Following its mid-season finale drop. Returning in May to kick off the second half of its 20-episode season.
Wow, they got a 20-episode pickup this year. I didn't think it was that popular, but okay.
New episodes will drop every week.
Yeah.
And Tuesdays
on Hulu.
Leading up to the 2-episode finale on July 11th, Kobe Smulders was the first original cast member to cameo on the Hulu series.
Yes.
During the season 1 finale.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that.
I need to watch it.
Yeah, I actually
forget about it.
What I did see of it, Hillary Duff is every bit as likable as Josh Radnor was as Ted.
Really?
Yeah, which means she's not that likable. Anyway.
Have you met Ted?
With our apologies to Allison Hannigan, who unfortunately never gets anything except a
Food Network
thing at Halloween. And Halle Berry, more who cares? Let me spit this out. More who cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.